should Cedric Cowart be considered for the all-rookie team?
Just because of the body of work overall. Like, he's been, from day one, like, it's been super impressive how he's contributed, and he's especially contributed to winning. So if you look at his lineups, he's been the guy that's actually been driving winning through several things, defensively and offensively, and I think he's just scratched the surface of what he can be in the future.
I wanted to ask you about Omax Prosper. Is he going to play tonight? And regardless, his progress.
Yeah, unfortunately, Omax is out tonight. Okay. But overall, we've been extremely satisfied with his progress. He's made the progress has also been in several different facets of his game. We take a look at the Omax who joined us. Like, he's gotten the opportunity this year to play with consistent minutes, and he's really used that to his advantage. He's learned new skills, both offensively and defensively. He's been playing out of position, never complains, always comes to work. The ultimate professional, has enthusiasm for the daily work. His shot has improved tremendously. He's worked a lot on it, and he's become a real sharpshooter behind the line, and also defensively, he's able to take on almost any type of matchup. So very happy with his progress.
Does it feel like, a lot of younger guys, they get a dose of minutes and they show, they're in the NBA, so they're good players. Does this feel like something that's kind of sustainable, that could transition to more meaningful minutes?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, none of the things he's doing is like outside of the team context. He's not breaking plays in order to create statistics. And like I said, he's also carved out a nice niche for him, because he's now playing basically as a de facto five in our offense, which means he's more involved in some of the actions, and that has really helped him both with the screening and rolling, but also popping out, taking bigger guys outside. I think he's always been a very good driver, but that's really been supercharged this year. He gets into the paint, he can blow by faster guys, he can bully smaller players, and he's getting better and better, recognizing also the help rotation. So those are all very transferable skills, and not just for the role he's currently in, but also for different roles.
Thank you.
Walter Clayton is a guy that, not only has he had his rookie season, learning all the intricacies of being an NBA point guard, but also having to deal with getting traded in the middle of the season in that adjustment period. Just how have you seen his growth and progression and adaptability over these last 2 months?
Yeah, I can't imagine being at that age and that situation. A lot of things have happened in his last year, including the March Madness and everything from that. So a lot of events, and I think he's just handled everything in stride. He's a very even keel person, somebody who brings a very, very calm energy to every interaction and games. He never gets too high, never gets too low. He's very professional about his preparation. And I think he's also been in a situation right now with us where he's had the ball more in his hands, but he's also been tested out in other situations, in off-ball defense, and two completely different type of defensive systems also in the first year. And I think there are some qualities that he has that are really rare. He has a great change of pace, both in the full court and in the half court, which enables him to touch the paint. From there, he's a very good passer, especially the kick out passes to the shooters on the outside. He can finish it himself, and he felt like he was struggling with his shot for a little while, but he's a shooter, and we've seen it come along now in the last few games, and that's a lot of the confidence, but also the confidence in the system around you and knowing what to do in certain situations. So very happy with his development.
And then Michael.
Added two more players to the roster, and now the number of total players in the team this year continues to grow. I imagine when you set out this season as your first season as a head coach, this is probably not the way that you imagined it would go. How has this season tested your patience?
Tested my patience. I mean, every day my patience is tested. That's not limited to this season. I don't think about it in that way. It's like everything is fractal. Like, you don't go into games expecting certain things to happen. You have your game plan, and you try to execute with the current knowledge. You try to do the best you can, and once there's more information present, you update your framework, you know, and whether that's a game or during the season, and you adjust on the fly. And the good part about the NBA season is everything happens so fast. You don't have any chance to start, you know, thinking about things too much or feeling sorry for yourself, because you got to focus on the next winning play just like you would during a game. So I know I'm patient in some aspects of life and basketball. Like, it's also like some of the things I'm extremely patient at in basketball. For example, like you brought up the fact that we've had a lot of new players. I consider myself extremely patient in for them to learn the intricacies of what we want to do and play well together. I'm extremely impatient when it comes to their focus or effort. Like, if those are not matching from the first day on, I'll be the most impatient guy, and everybody will know it too. But when guys have the effort, have the focus, and it's more about we haven't learned to do this yet, I mean, that's just I feel like our practice process needs to get better, and it's just a matter of time. So it's very different and goes for many things in life.
Sorry, one more for me. Just a quick one on Zach Edey. We know he's out. Has there been any progress in terms of his recovery? Is he on the floor doing anything basketball-wise, or is it still a longer-term thing?
He's making progress in the timetable given to everybody in our whatever argument. So he's making progress just as he's supposed to be making.
And just, I'm sure you're aware, LeBron James kind of had his comments the other day. They've been ricocheting everywhere. And just from a Memphis point of view, how does some of those things he said hit here?
Oh, well, first of all, I don't pay too much attention to what other people say. But I can say from my own perspective that I have completely opposite, you know, 180 degree perspective on that. That, like, the Memphis where we have arrived less than 2 years ago has been very warm, very welcoming, great community. The basketball side, I mean, we have one of the most passionate fan bases in the whole league. The whole city rallies behind the team. All I can say is the Memphis is the right place for the Grizzlies, and happy to be here.
Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.